K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B. It's Wade Bannon, the person I have on the line right now. And you've seen him on 106 in Park. You've seen him on World Star. He's no stranger to the Raleigh area. Go ahead and announce who's rocking with me right now.
Yeah, this is Philly Swain, man. Representing Philadelphia. I'm out L.A. now, but I'm rocking with Raleigh, North Carolina. Shout out to everybody that got love for me out there. There's a lot of people that got love for me out there. That's where my grandfather was born. He is Tar Heel. So, you know, I got a lot of love for North Carolina.
No doubt. Appreciate that, homie. So what's going on with you right now?
Right now, you know, we in a small popping tag, so it's kind of loud. You know what I'm saying? I had to go get these new LeBron Olympics. Shout out to everybody that's playing for the Olympics. But, I got this new movement, the Wisdom Gang. You know, it's relatively new to the mainstream. You know, I've been underground for so many years. You know, like we spoke of, you know, I even got stripes down there in North Carolina for coming down there. You know, I never had a hometown battle ever, except for when Eminem did the Red Bull MC thing. I won that in Philly. But other than that, I always had to travel. And it's so good that, you know, I'm on North Carolina radio right now, because North Carolina showed a lot of love when I left Sony. You know, not really left Sony, but stopped the distribution with Sony Red. And I started going on these little tours, and I started in North Carolina, and it was love, man. Shout out to Ricky Ruckus, you know, Safe Money, all them dudes out there that's, you know, doing their thing. You know what I mean? For real, for real.
No doubt. So I see you've been on 106 in Park. You did Freestyle Friday. What was that experience like?
I mean, it's crazy. It's a crazy experience. It's a crazy experience because when you're dealing with TV, it's not like not dealing with TV. You can't curse. You can't say this. You can't say that. You can't move like this. You can't move like that.
And you go in there. A whole lot of rules.
Yeah, you still got to go in there. You got to handle your business. You can't go in there and use that as an excuse not to handle your business. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go in there and I had to adequately put it down. And that's what made me one of the first battle rappers to get paid for those 3 minutes, you see. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get paid up to $5,000 for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, people get Google AdSense online and they get paid per view. So I figured out a way to get my own cut. And in addition to that, I just figured out that you can ask cap the battles and stuff that's online. So I'm learning how to get checks from that, too. So 106 in Park opened up a lot of doors. The reason why I'm being so adamant about this is not because BET has cut me a check, but because if it wasn't for 106 in Park, I don't know what I would have done. The internet wasn't even messing with me. I was getting 100 views on videos before I went on 106 in Park and showed that I could be disciplined. Once you show you can be disciplined, you can play in the Rutgers all day long if you're playing in the NBA. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. So you brought a real good point. So a lot of people would be like, oh, well, you know, people don't battle no more. Battle raps, all that's gone. That's yesterday's stuff. But you saying you making money off battling.
Oh, yeah, me and everybody's making money off battles one way or another. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a lot of compensation, you know, for what we wear or, you know, traveling. You know, my last battle was in L.A., you know what I'm saying? We shot a movie with Playground Productions behind me. That's coming out in theaters, hopefully. I get 50% of that. You know what I'm saying? And that's all about battling. If you go to a battle and people know you're going to get a lot of views and all that, they got to pay for you to come. They got to fly you there. I battled in London this year. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen London before. I had an all-expense-paid trip to battle in London. I did 2 battles in 2 days in London. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, people can say whatever it is that they want to say. But the real is, the only reason why they're saying that is because they can't do it. Like Jay-Z said on Blueprint 3, how you going to tell me how to do it if you never did it? Yeah. A lot of these dudes, you know what I mean? A lot of these dudes that's battling, they dudes that tried to make songs, and they was dope, but they couldn't stay on beat. So they went into the battle world. Me, I'm a dude that can make songs and can stay on beat, and I took the rhythm and the melodicness of it to the battle world. So keeping it all the way real, it may be something of the past, but it's still like scrimmaging. It's like if you Kobe Bryant. Okay, yeah, you in the NBA and you winning, but do you got enough heart to go risk your career and go out to the Rutgers and play against some kids that didn't get a chance? You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to give back. And if more of these rappers came and gave back, that's why, you know, a lot of people mad at Cannabis. He played himself going against my homie Disaster for the most part. But yet and still, he tried to give back. I mean, he got paid for it, you know what I mean? He got paid well for it. Probably got one of the biggest payments in battle rap history. But at the end of the day, at least he went for it. If you can have rappers like Drake and Chris Brown. You know, Chris Brown want to be a rapper. Let them niggas battle that shit out on pay-per-view. Now niggas trying to niggas rather go into boxing than show that they really have skills, because most of these niggas got writers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how is this something of the past? Most of the people that's in this game, these lyrics and stuff y'all getting from people that couldn't make it and couldn't maintain their lyrics on beat. I'm writing for half the industry right now.
So do you see yourself ever going commercial?
Yeah, I feel like even in the battle world, I was commercial. I feel like there's no such thing as underground no more, because YouTube is free.
True.
So you can say you're underground, but, you know, you can make a song like That's the Ish I Don't Like with Chief Keef, you know what I'm saying? And usually that would have just been an underground record, but due to the internet, it had to go mainstream. So I don't really feel as though there's no such thing as commercial when something like That's the Ish I Don't Like is commercial.
Yeah.
Or you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it's a lot of other records out there, like when Jay-Z and Kanye do their thing, or Lamborghini Mercy, or, you know, it's a lot of records out there that aren't really commercial. They just playing on the big screen.
No doubt.
You know, I feel like hip-hop is the closest to going back to its organic form than it's ever been. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like that, man. And I feel like a person like me, you know, they compare me to all types of great people that walk this earth on all types of websites, like the All Hip Hops and all that. So I feel like people like me is the people that's going to be the forefront for the new future. So all these people talking about battle rap is dead, I can guarantee you they won't be able to eat in 10 years unless you came from the battle worlds. You won't be able to eat. Like back in the day, it didn't matter if you was nice. You couldn't get in the cipher if you wasn't a person on the block that was respected. If you was a clown, you couldn't come near the cipher. You couldn't go make a demo. People wouldn't record you. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So I
read that you're a BMX sponsor.
Oh yeah, I'm a BMX rider, and it's even crazy with that. You know, I'm a spokesperson of just being a real dude. You know, when we was kids, you know, if you ain't had no bike, you couldn't even ride out with the crew. So now you got all these kids; they don't even think about bikes no more. You know what I mean? They walking around doing flash mob stuff. They doing a bunch of reckless stuff because they don't have nothing else to do. So, you know, I went hard with BMX. I supported it. All the pros love me, from Chase Hawk, Chase the Heart, Big Daddy, Catfish. You know, these are big names I'm naming right here. Big pros. We just had the X Games front seat. You know what I'm saying? Like I ride for Caught Crew. That's one of the biggest bike companies, period. And I got a bike coming out in about, I'm going to say, 2 months. I got my own bike coming out, my own hat coming out through Caught in the BMX world. I'm sponsored by Animal, Dub, Caught, Loot BMX. I'm sponsored by all of them, and I don't even do tricks. I'm not going to say I can't. I don't do tricks because I can't see myself competing with that young kid that want to be the best. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I represent people like us, people like you that may have never, you can't do a wheelie, you can't do a bunny hop, but you can ride a bike, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I represent. So people here at BMX, they might think, oh, weird, but I came up on the street where, you know, the first time, you know, this may sound negative, but the first time I was selling work, I was off a bike. You know what I'm saying? First time I was selling coke, it was off a bike. You know what I mean? First time I went to go see a chick, I rode my bike to her house. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So it's more like the pure essence of that and saving the, you know, saving the environment. Energy, things like that. People, you know, childhood obesity, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a person that came home from jail with a six-pack, got behind that computer, and now I look like Biggie Smalls or somebody. So I want to show people that, you know, you got to stay active. You got to, you know what I mean? It's not me saying, oh, I BMX and, you know, this is swag, pay for it. No, man, I'm true to that BMX stuff for real. I feel like it uplifts our communities when you see 10 kids riding on a bike.
No doubt. But you know, it's great to even see that you, like, can even get like paid and turn it into a business for real just from the battle raps. Like you're opening up a door that a lot of people probably would have never seen. Like, people wouldn't think, oh, I'm a battle rapper, but it's a business too at the same time.
Right, because people want handouts. You know, I dropped the album on Sony Red in 2009, you know, that went out on shelves. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it made its way through North Carolina. It may not have been big. The promotion wasn't great. You know, it was like kind of like T.I.'s first album or DMX's first album or Jay-Z. You know what we go through when you got real talent and you don't want to just make a fluke record. So, you know what I mean? I dropped the album already. It's very possible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, they just want, man, a lot of these people, and it does happen this way. If you don't control your own mind, somebody will control it for you, man. Somebody's just waiting for somebody to give them a chance. A lot of these dudes that's on is dudes that just sat around the game just watching it. And then their turn came. You know what I'm saying? Not people with organic talent. Them days is over. Back in the day, they'd come to your block and listen to you rap. AZ got off spitting a 16. The producers were so ill, all they had to do was hear your voice and they could tell you if they can make you a hit.
Yeah.
Now the producers on these Fruity Loops and, you know, no doubt, you know, shout out to all these dudes getting their money, but that's not organic hip-hop. It should be two different. It should be popular hip-hop and real hip-hop. It should be two different categories. Like Michael Jackson, rock and roll was what he was doing, but they had to turn it into pop and give him his own lane. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
It wasn't quite rock and roll what he was doing.
No doubt.
So it's not taking nothing away from him. You know, shout out to all the Snap and Leaning and rocking with it and Soulja Boying and all that. That's cool. Without a doubt, it's a hustle, though, to me. It's not what I had to go through. I've been beat up before for my raps. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I done went to people's hood and got rolled on because I won a battle 10, 11 years old. You know what I'm saying?
So does it ever... Not really. I don't think scare is the proper word, but do you ever feel cautious about battling and going around and traveling? Because a lot of times the battle, it really comes up in the hood. So a lot of times when you are out battling, then you're going to be around the gang members. You're going to be around all the real street niggas. Does that ever concern you when you're going around and you're in a new environment?
Hell yeah. Don't it concern a dealer when he go to bust a trap? You can go to jail or you can die. You know what I'm saying? Like, you in the trenches trying to get the money. That's why a lot of these dudes are talking ish, because they want to battle, but they scared to show up. You know, I never battled in Philly. You know what it's like going to Detroit and tricking them is in the crowd?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what it's like going to New York and this Wu-Tang dudes from Staten Island that ain't never dropped a record. They just known for being muscle. You know what I'm saying? When you around people like Carmega and people want to prove something to him and you the only out-of-towner in the room that's willing to raise his hand and say, yo, I'm from out of town, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know how hard it is if you from the block over, if you from any type of hood, if you from the development over, or any type of situation you're from, whether it be suburban or urban, if you from the block over or the next development over, people don't mess with you just because of that. So imagine if you're coming from a whole nother state and people saying you one of the best to ever do it.
Yeah.
Everywhere I ever went, people booing in the crowd on purpose, people, you know, not reacting to my bars, but I kept going, I kept going, I kept going. So people like Alchemist and Eminem started seeing me. People like Mark Batson started taking me under their wing. Yo, it's time to be a go. Mark Batson like a dad to me now, you know? He's chanting my battles to me. This is one of the biggest producers in the history of music. He done did Dave Matthews Band, you know, a lot of stuff to Aftermath. All that NDIRE, Brown Skin, and Anthony Hamilton, Charlene. And this is a dude that last night at 5 in the morning, he chanted me bars from my Fireboy battle. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So at the end of the day, it's captivating a person with who you are. Like, I was just at a label, I want to say was one, because, you know, there's a lot of labels trying to mess with me, and there's a lot of politics with that stuff, you know, shout out the wrong people. So I'm just going to tell you, I got some ill advice, man, from one of these labels, man. They said when they hear my music, they don't look at me like hip-hop. They listen to it like they listen to Metallica and Guns N' Roses, people that you know really are living that life that they're talking about. When you hear Red Hot Chili Peppers say, I don't want to feel like I did that day, you know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what my music is. I'm not making, oh, Shorty got a booty clapping, and Shorty, that's somebody else's lane. That's not my lane. My lane is, I've been through hell and hot water, and I'm going to let the world know that.